And that's what we're doing here this morning. That we don't have to be afraid of a holy God. He tells us to come, and through his blood, we're sanctified and we're made whole. And now we're going to switch gears again. We just finish up Christmas. We're gearing into, again, what we were talking about prior to. I don't know if you guys remember, we're doing the red letters. I don't know about your Bible, but my Bible has the words of Christ in red. And we talk a lot about loving Jesus, and if I love him, I want to know what he has said. And, you know, a lot of people want to attribute a lot of things to Jesus. And I thought it'd be good to go through the book of Matthew and look at what Jesus has actually said in his teaching. And we got all the way into Matthew chapter 7 before Christmas came in, and we shifted gears for a month. So we're going to go back into Matthew chapter 7, picking things up in verse 7. And we're just going to go through just a few verses here in Matthew, as Jesus starts talking about the idea of prayer, but kind of behind prayer. What's the motivation of that? You know, Jesus had already talked about prayer isn't a ritual. It's just talking to God. There isn't a right or wrong. I think sometimes, you know, people get used to, well, here's a certain prayer I'm supposed to say. You know, I'm going to bed. You know, now I lay me down to sleep. Now I pray the Lord just my soul to keep if I die before I wake. Right? And certain ones will have certain prayers for certain situations, and we memorize these things. And we're really, what God wants is just for us to talk to him and tell him what's going on in our lives. And Matthew gets into this idea of not just prayer, but gets in a little bit deeper, sort of our motivations in our prayers. Right? And so in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, it says, "Ask, and it'll be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it'll be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be open." So the idea is Jesus lays out here really three simple things for us to keep in mind as we talk about the idea of praying and how to pray, and sort of our motivations for our prayers. The first one is asking. Right? As we come to God and ask, this is probably the most common thing we have. This morning we took time to pray for some of the requests of people who are struggling with sickness or other situations. So we stopped, we paused, and we asked God to work. Because I believe God still works. I believe God still answers prayer. And so in this, I come to him and ask. And God wants us to ask him for things. He does. Now, is that all God wants us to do is ask him for things? No, I think God wants us a little bit more. But we need to realize that in this relationship with him, as he is our Heavenly Father, he ties that in a little bit later on. But as a father, I want to give good things to my kid. We just celebrated Christmas. And before, you know, probably, I don't know, we think we started probably about 3 months ago. Right, because we're afraid of the supply shortage and you know, are we able to get everything? And so, we told her really soon, well, tell us what you want. And, you know, make us a list. Now, if she just came to me, and, you know, randomly and said, Dad, these are all the things I want from you. I don't know if that would go over so well. But I asked her this time, what do you want? Because I want to give her things that makes her happy. Right? Yeah, you know, some of you are our parents. You know what it's like. You know, I get excited because there are certain things I'm like, oh yeah, she's really going to like this. Right? And usually in the past, this year it slipped my mind for some reason because we wrapped the gifts and I forgot which one. And so one of the gifts I was really excited over, I had ordered for, I knew, and I was like, I knew I was going to nail it. You ever had one of those, you know, because I don't always get the right thing. And so this one, I was like, okay, this one I know she's going to love. And I was like, so usually I was going to try to, you know, save that for later on, you know, because you give her the, you know, you give her the underwear and you give her the socks and you give her all those practical, you guys give practical gifts to your kids, right? And you get those kind of out of the way. And then you build up. And so, but this year, I don't know, I was out of it this year. And so I just reached underneath the tree, grabbed the first thing I grabbed, handed it off to her, and it was the big thing. I was like, oh, I wanted to save it. I wanted to build up for it. But she was excited. And she's like, oh, that's what I wanted. I'm like, yes. All right. He said, and you ask, but do not receive. Why? Because you ask amiss, right? That you may spend it on your own pleasures. Now in here, as I turn to God and say, God, this is what I want, that sometimes God says no because it's not good for me. And there are a few things on my daughter's Christmas list that I'm like, I'm not doing that. Right? All I can think of is the Red Ryder BB gun. You know, you shoot your eye out. Which, if you remember, at the end of the show, he almost does. So Mom was right. But God will give us what is best for us. And sometimes, you know, Lord, this is what I want. And God says no. Not because he's mean and not because he's cruel, but because he's a loving God who wants what's best for me. And sometimes what I ask for is not the best. And sometimes God says yes, sometimes God says no, and sometimes he says wait. But God says he will answer our prayers. We have confidence in this. If we ask anything according to his will, he will do it. So sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, and sometimes it's wait. And I experienced all that. There's times when I've asked for things and God has granted me. And there's times I've asked for things and God has said no. Right? As a church, we've turned around and prayed for people for healing. And Lord, and God says, no. But the Bible says all things work together for good to those that love him. That in our lives, we turn over to him and I trust him. Even when he says no, I love him because I trust him. Years ago, I was listening to there's a group that came through, and they were a singing group. It was a family. And towards the end of the concert, and they were a really good family, just musical talent. And one of the girls spoke up, and I think she was like 16. And she goes, I want to thank you all, because many of you over the last year have been praying. I didn't know the situation, and so I was intrigued to hear what she was saying. She goes, over the past year, many of you have prayed. And here's a singing group that they love the Lord, they serve him. Touched so many different churches and families, and come to find out that the youngest son, who was about 7 years old, came and got diagnosed with cancer. And here's a godly family, loved the Lord, and they said they sent out to hundreds of churches. They had thousands of people praying that God would heal their son, this little boy. And the testimony of the 16-year-old girl was that she happened to be home on the night that the son just got worse. And she said that it was her turn, because of the constant care that they didn't want him to be alone. And so it was her turn to be with him. And here she is, this 16-year-old young lady, holding on to her 7-year-old little brother's hand. And she goes, I don't understand it. She goes, we have thousands of people praying that you would be healed. She goes, we have hundreds of churches around the globe praying. And she goes, God, I understand why you haven't healed my brother. And she said, the little boy, 7 years old, amazing the wisdom of this little boy. She goes, he turned around and looked at her. She said, God is going to answer your prayers. And she goes, I don't understand. She goes, you're not getting better. She goes, no, pretty soon I'm going to close my eyes. and I'm going to wake up and be pain-free. He goes, I'm going to be with Jesus, and I'll be whole, and I'll be well. And she said, with that, he closed his eyes, and he passed away. And you hear this testimony of the 16-year-old girl who turned around and said, you know what, God did answer my prayer. And she did make him well, just not the way I thought. And she goes, and we can sit here today and we can still praise God because God is good. See how that works? Because I trust in him. And because he is my God and I love him, I will pray to him. And whatever answer he gives, I will be satisfied with because I trust in him. And actually, Matthew, Jesus talks about this a little bit more and brings it home. He says, look, and what man is there among you who, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? And I know sometimes it's easy to fall into this, God, you don't care. God, you don't listen. And folks, by the authority of God's word, I will let you know that God hears your prayers. And sometimes it's yes, and sometimes it's no. And sometimes it's wait. But whatever God does, it is the best for you. And in here, he likens it, you know, my kid's hungry, you know, a loaf of bread looks like a rock. A fish looks like a snake. And what he's saying here is God doesn't give any substitutes. God will give you what is best for you. And sometimes it's hard for us to understand that. Almost a year ago in March, we have a little Shih Tzu, a little doggy. And it was funny because I wanted a big manly dog. And I have two girls in the house. And they want a little frou-frou dog. And so we compromised. We got a frou-frou dog. But I said, look, if we get it, I have two stipulations. One, I get to name it. Two, it's a boy dog. I got enough girls in the house. I need you know, some testosterone in the house. And I was like, all right. And so we got this little frou-frou dog. But it's a boy. And I named him Thor, this big, tough dog. And about a year ago, you got diagnosed with diabetes. And it's real pain, you know. I like to be, you know, be tough and say, oh, you know, I would just put this dog down and all that. But I kind of like the little guy. You know, I got a little soft part. Don't judge me, but I got a little soft. The ladies make fun of me in the house because the dog jumps up on my lap. And they're like, you just love that dog. I'm like, mm. No, I don't. And so twice a day, I got to test his blood. I got to inject him. And there's days when he doesn't like it. And he fights me. And there's things that he wants, the poor little guy. Before all of this happened, we eat pizza. And we give him the crust. And now you can't have that. So now, poor little guy comes running up. He's like, oh, you have pizza. And he stares at you. And he's like, mm-hmm. And you're like, I can't. He wants it. He's asking for it. But I can't give it to him because it's not good for him. I got to roll him over on his belly and prick his little paw and take some blood. And I take a little needle and jab into his side. I picked my daughter up at an event she was at. And I said, come on, hurry up. We got to go home. I got to shoot the dog. And all these ladies looked at me. I'm like, no, he's diabetic. I have to inject him. I should say inject him. And so we got into the car and came home, and he doesn't always like it. I'm not doing it because I'm mean. I'm not telling him he can't have the crust because I don't like him. I do all these things because I'm taking care of him. And he doesn't understand that. I've talked, you know, I've sat him down, explained the situation to him, and he still doesn't get it. He's a little slow. But he fights me on it, and like, no, you need this. Now, I'm telling you all that to tell you this, that God in our lives does what's best for us. And sometimes we resist it, and sometimes we fight it. But God promises to give us good things. Second thing I want to look at, how to pray. He tells us to not only ask, but he asks us to seek. Back in Matthew 7, right? He says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. And sometimes in our lives, it's easy to ask. Right? I think every parent understands that, you know, we talk about Christmas, and we ask our child. But my child will ask me for things a lot. This is what I want. And it's easy. I know when I was younger, there were many things I wanted to my parents. You know, this is what I want. We were in a store once, and my daughter says, hey, this is something I want. And I said, well, no, we can't afford it. And she says, just use the family money. And I'm like, what do you mean, No. You know, because my wife and I would talk about, you know, we have family money. That's for bills. That's for all that. My daughter's just like, oh, just use the family money. I'm like, no. You know, right? It's easy to get into a way of asking. And sometimes God wants us to seek, to pursue. And sometimes God tells us to wait because he wants to see really how serious we are about something. And sometimes, folks, we like the idea of something more than the thing. Right? Sometimes we like the idea of something. For instance, now I miss it because there used to be a little store down here in town, and now it's not here. Now, if I want something, we got to go all the way to Searsport or Bucksport, which is so far away. But it was right down here, and everyone's I'd be sitting in the chair, and I'd be like, hey, hon, is there any potato chips in the house? You ever get a hankering for a potato chip? You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I could go for a potato chip. My wife's like, no, there's no potato chips. I'm like, oh, really? Because it's not good for you, you know, so we don't keep it in the house often. But I was, you know, hunkering for a potato chip. And she'll say, hey, you know what? Just go on down to the store. I mean, it's only a half mile down the road. It'll take you 2 seconds. And I'm like, oh, it's too far. Right? I'm too comfortable where I'm at. Don't judge me. I don't see these looks. And what happens is, look, I like the idea of the potato chip more than what it takes to get it. And the first obstacle I run across, you know, getting my butt out of the chair, oh, that's too much. That's too hard. And I give up. See, folks, in our lives, sometimes it's easy for us to say, God, this is what I want from you. And God says, okay, but you got to do something. Maybe you got to change, or maybe you got to pursue something, or maybe you need to reevaluate. And God says, look, I need you to seek this out, to pursue it. And sometimes we're like, no, it's too hard. But to grow in our Christian life, sometimes we got to pursue things. And don't give up and persevere and press on. Jeremiah 29 says this, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with your whole heart. That, folks, in the situations we are in, God wants to reveal himself to us. But sometimes it takes time, and sometimes it causes us to persevere and go on. And pursue it and seek it. Matthew chapter 13, Jesus gives a parable. And he says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking a beautiful pearls. Right? Here was a salesman who bought pearls and sold pearls. And he was looking for the thing of value. Right? And maybe there's certain things in your life that you pursue, that maybe you collect. I think of baseball cards. And people go through and buy packs. I was watching a show the other day, and I think it was Pokemon. Full-grown men were buying packs of Pokemon. And it's funny because they talked to the guy in the shop. He goes, "Oh, what's this one?" And he came out with this one in a plastic case. It was sealed. And he goes, "Oh, this is worth like $10,000. It's like, pass me a Pokemon card, right? And so the guys were all buying, and he's going through. I knew a guy who, a vacation Bible school, to take up the offering, we did pennies for weight. And he come in after and goes, "Look, can I buy all the pennies off the church?" Because he'd sit down and spread out all the pennies and try to find certain ones, because certain ones are worth something more than just a penny. We have this idea here. He's talking about a merchant who was looking for pearls. And here he says, "Look, seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it." The pursuit of something better. And it takes faithfulness. And you struggle to go through, whether it's a pile of cards or a pile of pennies, looking for the one. And when you find what that thing of value, you pursue it. Christian, in our lives, as we talk to God in prayer, what is the one thing that we want? Right? At the end of the day, what do we want? Let me tell you something. If we come to God and say, "Look, God, I just didn't want lots of money. I don't think that's what's best for you." But boys, if you come to God and say, "God, look, I need restored relationships. That Lord, I need to know you. I need to build my faith." We come to these deeper needs in all this. And I believe that we pursue that, God will give to us in due time. As we seek him to pursue, not give up. The last one he says, how to pray. Not only asking, not only seeking, but he uses the illustration of knocking. He says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." Now when we knock, it's not because the door is open. We knock because the door is closed. And in our lives, when we are seeking out opportunities, "God, what do you want from me?" And we go to the doors of opportunity in our lives and say, "What's open and what's not? And Lord, this is where we go on. This is what I want." And I sit there and I knock. And persistently knock to allow that door to be opened for us. Folks, God wants us to be persistent in our prayers. To know what's real and what's important for us. And sometimes when God says no or when God says wait, it's really to see, really, do we want that? How much do we want that? You know, I know Christians who have been praying for loved ones that they would give their lives to the Lord, that they would get saved, who have prayed for years and years and years. Don't give up. Keep seeking that out. Keep knocking on that door. It's interesting because Jesus uses a parable, and I love these stories that Jesus tells that give us understanding. He says, "Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart." If you are praying for something and you know it's according to God's will, don't give up on that. Keep praying. When you see nothing happen, keep praying. Be faithful in your prayers. And he says, look, in this parable, it's saying there is a certain city, a judge, who did not fear God or regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, "Get justice for me and for my adversary." And he would not for a while. But afterwards he said within himself, "Though I do not fear God or regard man, but because of this woman's troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wearies me." So what happened was the widow was demanding justice, and the judge was just going to blow her off. And she kept coming to him. "Hey, judge, I need justice. Leave me alone." And she followed him where he went. "I need justice." In the middle of the night, she knocked on his door. "I need justice." And so finally, he wore her down. And he's like, "Fine." Then the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? And sometimes when God says no, we keep persisting and we knock on that door that seems to be closed for us, because what God wants to know is if we're going to be faithful. Folks, it's easy to say, oh, Lord, you know, I want so-and-so to get saved and just leave it at that and stop. Easy to say, Lord, you know what? There's this need that's out there. Lord, will you take care of it and just drop it? It's easy sometimes to just throw things out there. But the burdens of our heart, if God has pressed something on us, then, Lord, I'm not going to let go until you answer. I'm going to seek it, pursue it. And, Lord, when the door seems closed, I'm going to keep knocking on it, Lord. That when the Lord comes, he finds us faithful. Finds us faithful as we come to him in prayer. And Jesus wraps things up here. He says, therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. It's interesting because he talks about this generosity that God has towards us. And because God is generous towards us, look, we need to be generous to those around us. And this is called what? The golden rule. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. Now, it's interesting because a lot of religions have a form of this. And usually it's in the negative. Don't do to others as you don't want them to do to you. Christianity is unique. It's proactive. Do to others as you would have them do unto you. But because we have so much, God wants us to be givers. That we shouldn't be stingy in our lives, because God has done so much for us. I mean, I was just kind of amazed, you know, in the middle of COVID and things are just kind of hard. You ever felt that, you know? I was talking to someone and they said, this whole COVID thing, I feel like I'm walking in chest high water all the time. It's just always resistance. Everything's just harder, right? Go to the bank, it's just harder to do something. Go to the store, it's just harder. Everything is just harder. And I don't know about you, but I'm just getting weary from it all. And yet we sat around the Christmas tree and sharing gifts. It's like, you know what? God has really blessed us. We have more than what we need to sit down and talk to family. And God's good. I talked to my mom, and we're talking about my stepfather, and she's like, you know, the doctor said that he wouldn't even be alive today. And here we are celebrating Christmas with him. God's good. And because God has been so good to us, as we come to him and ask, and come to him and seek and knock, as we come to him and all these things, folks, we need to be generous to those around us. As people come to us and seek and ask and knock, to be generous as we've received these things. So in our prayer life, don't give up. Sometimes God says yes, sometimes he says no, sometimes he says wait. But he tells us to come to him and ask. He tells us to keep seeking, pursuing the things of God, and then knock. To seek out opportunities that God would open the door for us. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, help us be diligent in our prayers and our relationship with you. Lord, help us to truly have a sight for what you want for us. Lord, you are a good God who gives us good things. And Lord, even when you say no, Lord, I promise to praise you and be thankful. Lord, in my life, help me be generous. Lord, as you've been generous to me, Lord, help me pass that on to those around me. Lord, we thank you that you are our Heavenly Father and you care for us. Lord, we ask this in your name.